Unit 3. Northeast China. Conversation 1. It's a marvelous day to visit Ice Culture Festival today.
Yes, I dare say. The giant ice pagodas, bridges, and lanterns made a good impression on you.
Sure, and ice human figures in palaces as well.
I'm very happy you enjoyed them.
By the way, May the best time to tour Harbin is in winter, right?
Yes, but in summer, it is also a good place to visit, too.
I can join Ice Sculpture Festival in skiing in winter, but in summer, what's its specialty?
Well, in summer, its highest summer temperature is 30 degrees C. You can enjoy a comfortable summer vacation.
Conversation 2. This is the museum of the former palaces of the last emperor, Puyi.
Oh, I have seen a movie named The Last Emperor.
Yes, some of the sets are shot here. Let's visit Tondé Palace.
Did the last emperor live there?
No, only one of his wives lived in this palace, although it was built for the last emperor.
Why didn't he live in this palace?
Because it was built by the Japanese, and Puyi suspected it was bugged.
Oh, where did he live?
Puyi himself lived in the neighboring building over there.
Conversation 3. Miss Li, I'd like to visit the other interesting places in Shengyang. Where should I go?
You can visit Shengyang Steam Locomotives Museum.
Yes.
The Liaoning Provincial Museum is also worth seeing.
What kinds of exhibits are on display there?
It has an excellent exhibition of photos of the city taken from 1901 to 1912 by a French photographer.
That must show very rare things.
In the evening, you can walk around Chairman Mao Square.
Sounds good.
You also can go to the Summer Palace to swim. It claims to be China's biggest water activity center.